Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Fitzy, I think this may actually be the new halftime performer at Super Bowl.
God.
I believe it was Gerardo.
Gerardo, that's yeah. Right. Oh, my God. Was this like Stiz, is this like 1987 or 89?
No, later than that, because I loved this. I would say 90s. 93, somewhere in there. Early 90s, because I loved this song. I had this cassette tape. I had Gerardo's cassette tape.
Gerardo, that's right.
So don't tell me I'm a racist against Bad Bunny.
It's the actual year it came out was 1990.
Okay, so 1990, early 90s, and I had the tape pre-CD. I love this song.
Sick brag. That's a sick brag.
You know who's like, hey, how long am I going to wait on hold? Let's go to the guest line now for our guy Mike Giardi. But before we get to Mike Giardi, we need to get to the best intro in the business.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. I heard Christian Arcan last night talking about Choose Your Own Adventure books, and I loved those. So let's go Choose Your Own Adventure interview. Do you want a question about Bad Bunny, Drake May, or Mike Vrabel?
Drake May.
Is Drake May a legitimate MVP candidate, and do you believe he will still be in the conversation come the end of the season?
So I forget who did the research on this, but I remember listening to a podcast recently where they were like, you don't get the MVP in the last, whatever, 10 years or so, unless you're a first or second seed and you're talking about 12 or 13 wins, like bare minimum. So if you can tell me that the Patriots are going to get to 12-5, 13-4, win the division and end up with a 1 or 2 seed, and then he would be playing the way he is right now. So then, yes, he would be. I don't know that that's necessarily how it's going to play out. And that, you know, feels like 10 or 11 wins is it going to be enough the way the league has done this thing the last, whatever, decade?
Okay, you know what I'm going to do with Mike? I'm going to give him a little challenge here. We did power rankings of all the different Pats phases, run defense, pass offense, special team. There's 6 categories. I'll just – in coaching. So just give me the top 3. How would you power rank? Like, what are the top phases? Is it coaching? Is it run defense? Is it passing offense, special teams? How would you rank, like, the phases of the Pats – so far this season, Mike?
I would say passing offense has been elite. I would say coaching, especially in the last few weeks, it feels like they've really stabilized, especially, defense hasn't been great, but stabilized that area.
Yep.
Run defense would be 3 for me, mm-hmm. I think, because having a lot of running back over 50 yards this season, a single running back. So I think that's been massive, especially the way I looked at that, Ted, where, you know, Barmore dropped 15, 20 pounds. Milt Williams is probably not 300 pounds. He was like, they're going to be a little light on the interior, but they've actually held up. So those would be my top 3.
It's weird. Like the run defense, I thought was going to be a weakness, and the passing offense, yeah, I didn't think would be as good with the receivers they had. So it's kind of flipped upside down. It feels a little bit this year, Mike.
Really? Yeah, I don't think there's any question. And then meanwhile, right, run offense would be dead last.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I would have told you,
yeah.
I would have told you, I would have bet some money on the fact that they would have a good running offense yep. from week one. And that hasn't happened at all.
Well, maybe Sunday will be a good chance to get the running offense on track. But I think we've said that so many Sundays in a row that now we're starting to sound like we have a bad habit, Mike. Regarding intel on the Titans, I know on your podcast this week you had a chance to talk to Buck Reising, who covers the Titans for A to Z Sports. And you had that fun little bite. You know, everyone calls Vrabel a jerk, but from being down there. But what else did you glean from the Titans situation? Because all I can tell and all I can hear so far is that it's just beyond the mess that everyone thinks it is down there.
Yeah, rudderless. You know, the owner, when she fired Mike, she spoke to the team broadcaster for 4 minutes and 56 seconds, and that was the only media she did on the firing of the coach. She left Rand Carthon to handle that business, and now here she trots out Chad Brinker, who's like team president and the GM, to do their thing. And again, Brinker was basically representing her. No one really knows who's in charge there, but there are a lot of people that have say in what happens. But at the end, as they call her, Miss Amy jumps in all, you know, like just out of the blue, guns a-blazing, and just fires people. I don't think anyone in the building thought that Brian Callahan was getting fired this week. And certainly after he made it past Monday, no one thought he was going to get fired that week. And then, boom, she decides on Tuesday he's out. So they had to scramble. You know, people weren't even sure, like, if they had a plan in place. It was just like, no, you're going to fire Brian Callahan. And then, oh, you're going to have to figure out who's next.
You think maybe a likely candidate would have been his dad, right? It was the offensive line coach.
Bill? Yeah.
Bill Callahan. But he went with his son. So
loyalty.
Yeah,
blood is thicker
yeah.
than paychecks.
Mike, I actually heard a little story earlier today that there was serious doubt about Brian Callahan's overall football knowledge. That earlier this year, there was a pass to the rookie tight end out of Texas, who I like, Gunnar Helm. And he got his elbow in. He didn't get 2 feet in. It was ruled out of bounds, and Callahan didn't challenge it afterwards. And, you know, he didn't know the rule that one elbow equals 2 feet in the NFL.
He doubled down on it in the press conference afterwards, basically kind of accusing the media of being stupid. And
oh,
turns out that him and his version of John Stryker, whoever that is in Tennessee, that guy didn't know the rule either. Ugh. So if you're going to hire someone to be your eyes up above and to have, you know, listen, like, that, you've got to have an incredible knowledge of the rule book, because, as you know, there's many different versions of different things. Like, that's what that guy's supposed to do, and that guy didn't have it, and Brian didn't have it, and together they look like idiots, and now together, you know, they're going to be paid to go away, but they've gone away.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday. Mike, a couple questions about the injury report. Stephon Diggs, questionable. Is that something I should be concerned about? And Harold Landry.
I don't think so. I mean, we talked to Diggs this week, pretty animated. You know, he went out to practice each day. I think this is more about, I'm not saying there's not an injury there, but it just feels like more about, he's a veteran. He knows how to get ready for a game. So we'll manage this thing 100%. Landry's was a little bit more concerning because you saw the play in the Saints where, you know, they're listing it as an ankle, but it looked like it would be both ankle and knee the way he got hit by friendly fire there. So, you know, I think it would take a lot for him not to play against his old team, who told a lot of people, myself included, that he had no juice left and that it was diminishing returns on the contract, which is why they let him go. And, you know, he slowed down a little bit after his fast start, but he's still been value add for the Patriots.
Okay, Mike, we've got to ask a question we asked TC earlier in the week, and that is, can this offense sustain the high level play without a running game? You know, you got Drake May that's just kind of feels like he's lifting everyone up around him, but the running game is the worst in the NFL, and you just wonder, can they keep this thing going? Do you feel like this offense can still, you know, score points and move the ball even though the running game is non-existent?
Well, Ted, they're going to get some good tests, at least if you look at defenses on paper. Atlanta's is really good. We know Tampa's a good team. Maybe their defense isn't, the secondary is not great, but like a good defensive line they can get after a little bit. So they're gonna face some challenges in that regard. And I just think, for as good as it's been, and I'm not saying you can't maintain a level of 20-plus points per game. They're hovering around 25 now, but it feels to me like you just need a little bit. Like, it doesn't even have to be a lot. At this point, like, I'd sell for the 22nd or 23rd best rushing attack in football. They're dead last. And, you know, as it's been pointed out here over the last couple of weeks, it's not one thing. It's one play, it's the running back. One play, it's the left guard. One play, it's the center doesn't get to the second level. One play, it's the right guard doesn't get to the one play, it's the left tackle blows a block. Like, it's Stephon Diggs had two run stuffs in the last game for bad blocks. The tight ends aren't great blockers. So it's like, I don't know if they necessarily have the personnel to be good at it now that we've seen it for 6 weeks, but I still don't feel like it should be that bad. So, you know, the more they practice it, maybe the more coordinated it becomes and maybe the little bit more effective it can be. And I think that would be a huge boost for the group in general, just to kind of take a little bit off, not that he hasn't been able to handle it, but just take a little off the quarterback.
We've been told that the Patriots are not serious contenders or suitors for a number of players who could go at the trade deadline, which is coming up in 2.5 weeks. So, Mike, do you have your eyes on any players Sunday as you watch Week 7 in the NFL, just in case the Patriots do decide to, futz around, find out themselves that they're going to be first seed overall in the AFC and maybe make a trade within the next 2 weeks?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'll tell you what, the way you started with futz there, I thought I was coming out dirty. I didn't know what was going to happen there.
One of my favorite words.
Breece Hall is one that I definitely, and you know, you got to wonder whether the Jets would trade him in the division or whether or not they would ask for maybe a higher price than they would accept for someone else. But he's back to being good again. So he would be someone that if you felt like, I mean, clearly they need another back, guys. Whether that's a really good back or just a serviceable NFL back, they need someone because they're kind of in a position of weakness now where both of your guys are underperforming. They didn't trust Terrell Jennings last week to get any, you know, carries. So it's like, you know, what happens if something goes with Henderson or Stevenson? Then you're really in trouble. So you don't want to be in that position. So it's almost like strike sooner rather than later to kind of avoid that. But I'd look at him. I'd look at someone like Jerome Ford in Cleveland. Again, not a world beater, although he was pretty good a couple of years ago. But, like, they pretty much turned it over to the two rookie backs, Sampson and Quinshon Judkins. So, like, you could probably pry him for a day three pick, you know, fifth, sixth round type thing. Like, that makes a lot of sense to give yourself an accomplished professional NFL back that could at least give you some security at that position. If not, you know, maybe unseat one of the guys in front of them.
Mike, according to an email I got this morning, in terms of spread, the Patriots are the smart bet in terms of both money and tickets placed. Is there any chance those are bad bets? Is that how this plays out, that the Patriots just go down there and cover in Tennessee?
You always wonder about the interim coach and if you get that dead cat bounce, you know, from that. And I don't think that Tennessee has been, let's put it this way. Generally, it's been awful, but there have been some moments that they've splashed in there. I think their defense is pretty well accomplished in some positions. Jeffrey Simmons is you saw what he did last year. He absolutely ruined the game for the Patriots and probably ruined Layden Robinson's career in the process. So, like, there are some things that you have to be careful at, but like the place is going to be relatively dead. Buck was saying like they didn't even have anybody for basically the home opener, and that was Cam Ward's debut. Like that's how their fans feel about this. So, you know, bring your own energy in this game, but in the end, you should be able to take care of a team. Like, I mean, Mike McCoy hasn't coached in the freaking league. He was gone for like 5-6 years before he took the senior assistant job. Like, I don't know. It just feels like if you bring any kind of effort in this game, you should cover.
All right, Mike, appreciate you joining us, and congratulations on recording the best podcast you've ever had this morning.
Oh, way to go, bud.
I'm glad you enjoyed that. Good luck with the downloads, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
Your phone cut out. Wow. He was going to have a snarky retort, and his phone cut out.
Were you
that's
a guest
a
on his
podcast? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I was wondering.
That was the second Giardi Hart combo of the day. Real quick, Fitzy, I feel like you'd love this information if true. 352. Did you know Gerardo was in Can't Buy Me Love as the Spanish jock? I feel like that's film trivia type information.
You're kidding.
Well, I don't know if it's the text line says
Ronald. Oh, my. That's where the original Flaming Poop on the Porch came from. That movie's an 80s goat.
Okay. Well, that was Gerardo. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we need to get back to Mike Giardi's thoughts on Drake May and his candidacy for MVP. Mm-hmm. He took it a little deeper. We had sort of a superficial discussion, I feel like, earlier in the week. He brought some information.
That's what Mikey G does.
Mike G brings it. We talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.